What was it like being 18, 19 years old and being, thrust right into Capitol Records?
I was a little older than that. I might have been 24 or something. I was
Okay.
like 3 years older than the other guys in Rick and Morty. They were like 20, 21. I was like 24.
Okay.
Still too young to go right to a major label from an eight-track demo tape. You know what I mean? So it was something that it's hard to describe how amazing that feeling was. It was like redemption and relief, and we won the Super Bowl, and we shocked everyone, and I mean, it was every emotion in the world, all in one. Just the fact that, this crazy band from Dallas-Fort Worth that writes about chopping up heads and gore movies and stuff that never does anything the way you're supposed to, a band's supposed to do it, according to some of the music business. Venues around here or whatever, but we just pulled off a major underdog story, and it was a miracle. So we were freaking out. We were like, oh my god, we're on the same label as Iron Maiden, and that was the label even the Beatles came from. So I don't know how anybody couldn't be overwhelmed with pulling off something like that. I think now I look back on it and realize that's just being given the chance to prove yourselves. And at the time I thought, wow, we did it. We pulled it off. But really, we were just getting started, and that's when we really needed to work our hardest once we were on the label. And that was just a little of the inexperienced part of my side of it anyway, because I thought we had it made when really we were just getting a chance. And we had to prove ourselves. And then, the story. We had personal problems and musical differences and self-imploded the band.
What's a comparison from touring in the 80s to touring now? How has that changed for you?
I've only got one real experience of touring back in the 80s, and that was right after the first Rigor Mortis album. We went out for like, I think almost 6 weeks, or supposed to be 6 weeks, with Death Angel. One thing is, when you're older, it's a lot harder. I don't know if that's answering your question. I just know when you get to be older, you gotta pace yourself more on the drinking and the partying and making sure you rest. Because back then, we were just going nonstop, full steam ahead all the time, and we're able to handle it, But yeah, I don't have a lot of comparisons other than the fact that, I'm older now and have to, keep my shit together a little more than I used to be able to put on good shows.
Tell me a little bit about the Kingdom of Dead collaboration.
Yeah, that was some guys I knew from around my hometown, and they went to the same high school. So I, had partied and hung out with those guys for 10 years or so, and they were about to go record some songs and ask me if I want to sing a song, and of course I was happy to do it. And I think I was only going to just do one, but turned into three because it was going so well. And then when they put out their album, I went and sang those songs at the CD release shows, and had a good time doing it. A lot of people got confused thinking that was my new band or something. And still to this day, I still hear people like think that I used to be in KOD, but it was really just a friends being guests with friends on their album.
They do anything else after that, or was that just kind of a one and done deal?
Well, I know they ended up getting a little independent deal with that album that I sang on, and then they started doing shows around here quite a bit. The lineup changed quite often, is what I remember. They were around for a couple years after that. I can't be, for sure how long they went. I hear recently that they just started getting together and planning to do some reunion shows.
How long have you known Scott Shelby? I mean, in a sense, he's almost like the unofficial fifth member of Rigor Mortis.
Yeah. Well, Shelby, man, of course, I was there when he made his debut with Gamicide back then. And that was a big night. Everybody was excited. We kind of already knew how great a guitarist Scott was. And we wanted to see how he'd fit in with Gamacide. Of course, we weren't disappointed. They were already a great band. It just got even better with Scott. So that goes back to 88, 89, since I knew him. And we always had a mutual respect for each other and appreciated each other. You know, stage show and just the way we were. I always thought he was a cool guitarist and thought about jamming with him a few times over the years. And he told me later he always thought the same about me.
What does Casey Orr bring to the new lineup of Warbeast? Because now it's basically half rigor mortis.
Well, of course, you know, look at Casey. He's done so much, been in so many bands, and got all the experience in the world in studio and on tours, on stage. So you ain't got to worry about him, you know, not doing his part or his job. He's going to come through. I think that, you know, once he starts writing a new album, and hopefully he's going to contribute quite a bit to that in some way. And we'll know more once we get through writing how much he actually, you know, contributed and what he's meant to the, you know, improving or improving Warbeast. I better stick with that, right?
Have you got any ideas or any lyrics that, you know, you've been playing around with for the third album? Or has it just been the sole rigor mortis focus for the last year?
I'm always thinking of future subjects to write about, but I'm always, you know, very leery of just starting to write them down already. I like to wait and piece the music, piece the lyrics into the music. And, all I've mainly been doing is coming up with possible subjects to write about. A few lines here and there I've got ready to take from there, you know, once they hand me over a batch of new songs that I can add lyrics for.
So is that how the process goes? They come up with the music and then you come up with the lyrics, or is it like a collaborative effort?
Yeah, that's how it's always been for me, is I've always heard the music, got the music first, and then added the lyrics later, and I sit there and listen to that music so much that it starts almost coming to me in a way. I always figure out how I'm going to sing it before I actually start coming up with the actual lines, because that way I'll know how much I need for each line, you know what I mean? If it's word count or syllable count, I get that phrasing the way I'm going to sing, and then I just kind of take it from there. And it is like piecing a puzzle together. You know, the verse, I'm like, all right, first two lines, I need 8 syllables, and the next two lines, I need, you know, 10 to 11 syllables, and then I'm able to add the lyrics in like that. And it makes it easy for me once I do sing it, because I already know they're going to fit. Now, with rigor mortis on the new album, like I mentioned, you know, it was a collaborative effort, and then it was on Crush the Enemy, and you know, past time, the only album I find is that, look, I'm going to write everything is for the last Warbeast album, Destroy.
And what was that one like?
Oh, that was great, you know, but the fact was that I'm not, you know, really fast at writing lyrics, so I was able to have, like, 2 months, or maybe a little over 2 months, which, you know, is almost like 1 week per song. And that was great, because then I got to take my time, write the way I write best, and that's waiting for the magic to happen. You know, when you sit there and you're like, I gotta write these lyrics by tomorrow, if you're trying to force it out, sometimes it's just not there, man, you know? But sometimes when I'm writing a song, I got a week, it might not be there for 3 nights in a row, and then out of nowhere, within 1 hour, all this creative stuff just starts flying out of you. Next thing you know, you've shot yourself by coming up with some really cool lyrics or something, you know?
Warbeast basically rejuvenated your career. I mean, did this feel like you were getting a second chance when it started to take off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that was the thing, is I did try to find a band, you know, after rigor mortis, and it just never worked out. And then I kind of was always just a thrash singer, and thrash died out for so long. And course, so I wasn't going to get opportunities like the other guys, like, hey, come join ministry, or hey, come join choir. And so I really felt like I never proved myself after rigor mortis. And then that Warbeast, it started by when we did the Texas Metal Alliance show for our friend Wayne Abbey of Havnalich. We did a benefit for him. But we decided to collaborate a bunch of the old school Dallas Fort Worth thrash bands, like Rigor Mortis, Gamma Psi, Roddy Cooler, Sandwich, all of them together and combine members and play each other's songs and everything. And that was a very important show for me because I was kind of feeling like I was representing a very important period in Dallas Fort Worth history, an underground thrash metal scene that exploded in the mid to late 80s. And so I was like going to sing Gamma Psi, Roddy Corpse, Hanowitz, and Rigor Mortis song. That was the first really big show for me outside of Rigor Mortis. And it led to me, you know, forming a band called Texas Metal Alliance. We kept it going. It eventually evolved into Warbeast. And yeah, with Phil Anselmo's help, believing in me, like he always had, but, you know, really giving me a chance at redemption and proving myself, you know, by signing Warbeast to his record label, House Cool Records. Totally changed my life. It made me have a lot more respect for even myself. And it made the guys in Rigor Mortis have a lot more respect for me as well. And hopefully the rest of the metal fans out